This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan and Seaside Events want to send you on the Browns Fan Cruise. March 3rd through the 7th. Enter the word SHIP. S-H-I-P. SHIP. To 92.3thefan.com by the end of this hour to get qualified to win. Brought to you by Spirit Airlines, Seaside Events, and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. The word again is SHIP. S-H-I-P. SHIP. Send it to 92.3thefan.com by the end of this hour. I knew you were going to do it.
The only bad thing.
Everybody up on the Lido deck, it's time for your morning events.
Look, when they are good, it does deprive us of this song.
And for the kiddies, don't you worry, DJ Mickey will be appearing on the Lido deck coming up at noon today to keep all those kids ages 4 through 14, to keep those kids dancing into the wonderful day as we are setting sail. Today is a day at sea, so make sure you take advantage of everything, especially all the jewelry on the fifth deck. On the fifth deck, make sure you take advantage. We have tremendous blowout prices. Remember, it's all duty-free. Thank you very much for sailing the wonderful seas.
Hey, look, they're going to be playing Whose Offense Is It Anyway? You'll see our offensive coordinator, who certainly won't have to be working at this time.
He's setting next up year. In the perch.
Yes. Come to the Lima Theater where we're playing Whose Offense Is It Anyway? The newlywed game. The newlywed game. We just have that. It was wonderful. We put together our offensive coordinator and our head coach and see how well they actually know each other. Oh, boy. Yeah, Browns vacation is here, isn't it?
Seems early. Seems early this time.
All right. You want to defend your Nick Chubb thing?
Yeah, I'm surprised this is at all controversial.
Because he's the best thing we got going for us. That's why it's controversial, dummy. You know why it's controversial. You're the first one to say, I can't believe what he's yelling at me. Yeah, because people are going to be yelling at you if you tell them something that it may end up being the truth at some point. They don't want to admit it now. And I certainly don't want to admit it now. I wanted to yell at you yesterday when you told me this.
Kenny, I would be more upset, or I would find this to be controversial, if I was like writing him off or saying his career was over, he'll never be himself. Like, Ezekiel Elliott is never going to be Zeke again. He's not. We just talked about him last segment. He's done. Like, he is washed up. He is a shell of his former self. I'm not saying that Nick Chubb is washed up and it's over. I'm saying 3 weeks in, it's not Nick Chubb. And I feel like most people, even when they disagree with me, like the guy who called up and is like, well, yeah, his cutting's not there. And like, okay, so you agree with me. He's not Nick Chubb. I don't know why you're so mad at me.
He didn't agree with you.
He did.
He didn't agree with you in the spirit of it, but he ended up saying things that you said. His emotions were totally different than agreeing with you, but he ended up saying a lot of the same things that you were saying, and I'm thinking, buddy, you're just agreeing with him.
Well, because I think people think you're saying he's washed up, he's never going to be that again.
Yeah, I am not saying that.
But it just kind of sounds like that when you say it.
Let's go to the phones. Greg and Hudson, congratulations on all your success. You're next up on The Fan. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
We're doing okay. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I came in the middle of a conversation about Nick Chubb, and I'm under the impression that this is one of Lima's main takeaways of the game yesterday, that he's lost his burst. And I was just kind of confused that that's the least of our problems, okay? And number one, when you come back from an injury like that, me personally, I wasn't even expecting Nick Chubb to be on the field this year, okay? Anything we got from him to me was going to be icing on the cake, a bonus. I expect if we still have him next year and there's no setback, that he'll get back to similar to himself, not maybe all the way back next year, but he'll have a much better year. He'll look much better than he did this year, okay? My concern with this organization, and frankly with all the media in this town, is this team has no hope going forward. There is no quarterback on the horizon to save this team. There's no quarterback in this room that's going to save this team. And I don't know what their plan is. I don't know to trust their plan because their track record is terrible with their player acquisition or player evaluation.
So what's the problem with the media then?
Do you guys just let this slide like this everyday thing?
Letting it slide? Who lets it slide? Who the hell lets it slide? Who lets it slide?
There should be a campaign in the media right now to get Haslam the hell out of this city.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, we're just going to make the owner sell the team is what we're going to do.
Hey, you want to know something? Pete Franklin did it back in the old times. I know why he can't do it now.
Did Pete Franklin actually get somebody to sell the team?
He got what's-his-face out of the Cavs organization.
Pete Franklin got Ted Stepien to sell the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He put enough pressure on him that he couldn't
Pete
take it Frank, anymore.
I can thank the late, great Pete Franklin that Ted Stepien no longer owned the Cleveland Cavaliers. It wasn't trading three first-round picks in succession. It wasn't having Joe Tate removed. It wasn't threatening to call him the Ohio Cavaliers. It wasn't any of that. It wasn't any of that. It was radio show hosts. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you understand. I mean, we can go ahead and we can tell all these guys to sell a team. You're just going to get another owner you don't like. You know that.
Well, I don't know that. We don't know that.
Yes, you do. You know that. You know that well. I said the same thing about the Dolans, don't you? They're going to get David Blitzer. David Blitzer is going to make a splash, and then you're not going to like him because he's going to operate him as a business,
Greg.
The Dolans
are a whole different story. They only get going on those guys, all right?
You don't want me to get you going on the truth about the Dolans? Wait, what?
About the Dolans.
Okay, what about them?
I don't need to know the truth about the Dolans. I know it already.
Okay, what's the truth about the ownership then? What, they hire all the wrong people, they fire all the right people, or what is it?
No, they don't want to spend money. We know the.
Which owners don't want to spend money?
The Dolans don't want to spend money.
Okay, what about the Haslams?
I'm not saying the Haslams don't want to spend money. I never said that.
I know you didn't. On to the Haslams. What do you want to say?
I said you need to get rid of them. They don't know how to spend money. They can spend all the money they want. They don't know what they're doing with it, okay?
Okay.
I'm sick of going in this revolving circle of mediocrity. They don't know how to identify talent. In the front office, they don't know how to identify talent. They hired guys that they got a baseball guy in the front office.
And I never signed off on that myself, Greg.
Well, then that's what you need to do is raise your voice and get this
to
guy
sit
out
there. You think I haven't said to get rid of Paulie Modeste over the last 10 years? Are you nuts? Are you nuts, Greg? I've never once said that I didn't trust Paulie Modeste over the last decade.
Hey,
what?
I'm talking about your buddy Lima.
He's right across the table, Greg. Say it to him.
He doesn't say about that.
Greg, damn it.
Guess what? You don't say anymore, Greg.
Greg.
I'll say old Lima used to say a lot of things. New Lima's more calm.
New Lima just cares about the cool stories about his kids.
Yeah, I've got two kids to worry about.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tearing
Serenity
us apart.
Now.
2-7 is tearing us apart.
Izzy comes up and she goes, fire cell?
Yeah.
Fire cell?
And the way she says
tearing
it, it's so
apart.
Cute.
I'm sorry for yelling. Tearing us apart. ain't never said nothing about Paul DiPodesta over the last 10 years. I call him Rasputin every chance I get. What are you talking about? I don't say nothing over the last 10 years about the guy. Got me calling out the history of the late great one.
Until the red face video comes out.
No, don't.
It's
put
three
that
different
out.
Colors very
don't,
quickly.
Yeah, because damn it, Greg, you know what you did. You gave old Marble Mouth of Crawford County what he wanted. Which that ain't even any good either. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing with the. I have no idea.
I bet Ed will change your mind.
You want to get the phones? All right, let me get
Let's
to the
go.
Phones here.
Let's
Ed,
go, Ed.
Ed and Avon Lake, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I want to bring something up, okay?
Okay.
In my mind, the media has enabled the Browns to be this bad. you guys have lied to us for the past 12 months. All we needed was a healthy Deshaun Watson.
I didn't say, No, I never said that.
You guys lied to us because you're bread and butter by the hassle.
I know, Ed. I never once said that all they needed was a healthy Deshaun Watson. I said, I hope he comes back healthy and plays well, but you know damn well I wasn't sure of that.
Okay, well, who was talking Super Bowl for the past 12
and
months?
Super Browns.
Of course. So you never once thought of that they could go to a Super Bowl ever in your entire life?
Hell no.
I'm sure. So wait a minute. You listen to Sports Talk Radio, you're a Browns fan. You're telling me you ain't never thought the Browns could go to the Super Bowl ever in your life?
Yeah, I did in 1986.
Well, I'm not doing it in 86. I'm doing it in 2024.
They're never going to go to the Super Bowl.
It's never going to happen.
Never.
Okay, so listen, you can call me stupid for thinking that.
Okay, you are stupid.
Okay, but you can't call me a liar because I wouldn't lie to you.
Wait, I won't call you a liar.
There you go.
But you can call
me stupid.
But we all got sucked in. We're all Charlie Brown. We all think Lucy's going to hold the football, and it never happens.
There you go. Ed, thank you very much for the call. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I ain't never going to lie to you, Ed. You can call me dumb. That's fine. I've been dumb before, and I'll be dumb again. Stop showing me pictures of the kids. What, because your son went as Charlie Brown?
Mason. Look at Mason.
Mason went as Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
There's Jimmy Haslam pulling that football away from old baby Mason.
It's Izzy and the witch. The purple witch.
Enough of this.
She was afraid of the Skeletons.
What happened? Why am I yelling at the callers with the callers, admitting that I'm stupid with the callers, and you're showing people pictures of your kids?
Do you have another?
What, that wants to call me stupid? Can we take it up?
Yeah.
Where did the media onslaught come from all of a sudden?
If people want to call in and call Ken Carmen stupid on this radio show, we will blow out the brakes. You got 44 minutes.
Hold on. We have the coming in hot button as well.
If
you can't get in on the phones, you can just go to the Odyssey app. It's right there for you.
Fred in Cleveland. Fred, hello.
Ken, I called in last week and I told you was going to spend the next 5 years talking about the Brown Stadium down in Brook Park. I'm glad to hear the fans calling in, cooking the radio.
Do you really think I would sit here on a day after they lose by 17, and they really should have lost by 24? I'm going to sit there and say, look over here at the shiny new Dome Stadium while they're doing that? Are you nuts? Come on, Fred.
Nah, but what I'm saying is it's got to suck to keep saying Super Bowl, Super Browns every morning when you know that they ain't where they going.
Fred, it's got to suck.
You wake up every day and you know
Fred,
they ain't going
got,
there.
Fred,
you gotta keep,
Fred,
you keep
I'll do it right
Fred,
now.
Fred,
say, I'll do it right now.
I'll do it right now,
Let's
Fred.
Go.
Super Browns!
Let's go, Fred!
It's got to suck to be worked into a shoot. That's happened during 1-15 when we were saying Super Bowl, Super Browns. Buddy, I will be dead, and at my funeral, they will chant Super Bowl,
yes.
Super Browns.
Yes.
I will make my sons do it. It will be in the will. I don't give a damn what the Browns record is at that time. I don't care. It don't matter to me. I will say that with my last breath, my last wish to God will be look my family in the eye and take my oxygen mask off, and they'll say, what, Daddy? What is it, Papa? And I'll look up at them and I'll go, Super Bowl, Super Browns. Yeah. That'll be the end of it, Freddy boy. Thomas and Shaker, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
We can take two more.
Hey, real quick, Ken, let me be real positive for a second.
Yeah,
man.
Go ahead.
My freshman year, or my first year at OU, I had to spend the summer there. And that was 2014. I used to listen to you every night on the radio while you talked about, while you hoped that LeBron James came home. And I didn't.
I would drink coffee when everybody would call about LeBron James coming home, and I would put the microphone up to the coffee pouring because I said it was a silly discussion. And then he came back. So, again, my track record is not that great.
Well, I enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you. So I appreciate that, Thomas. Thank you.
How many times have you, like, am I exaggerating this? But I swear to God, about 3 years ago, I heard at least 10 people say to me, it can't get worse than Baker Mayfield. I swear I heard at least 10 people say that.
Oh, it could have got worse. It did get worse.
Way worse.
Yeah, it did.
Way worse than 0-16. Mm-hmm. The only positive that I can think about this team is the fact that we have a chance to get a Cam Ward. That's the only
Wait a minute. Did you just say what I wanted to hear? Did you just say this is worse than 1-16?
This is worse than 1-16.
I want to hug you. Or 1-15. This is worse than 0-16 is what you just said, right?
Yeah, air hug.
I want to hug you.
Radio air hug.
See, you get it. You get it.
Oh, yeah.
There's when Horrible. You went into like 0-16, the year they went on, Thomas, thank you for the call. The year they went 0-16, like, I remember we had the call from the guy in Mayfield. I think his name was Scott or Sean. It was started with an S. And he said I was a homer because I thought they'd be 5-11. And that was incredible because I said they'd still be a way under 500 team and that I was being called a homer. That's where our expectations were. And then they went 0-16, but there were no expectations at that time. This year, there were you can be as bitter and angry as you want about the season, and rightfully so. They're 2-7, and we're talking about trading everybody right now. So it's not like you guys are lost on that. You have the right emotion. But I think that this is way worse than 0-16. Because there were, no matter what anybody wants to say throughout their anger over all this, is that there were expectations to at least get back to the playoffs here. This is way worse to me. Way worse. 0-16, yeah, that washes over you after a while. This is, you've spent 8 years building this. You spent 8 years building this. That's why I got so mad at Greg. We're talking about DeBodesta. I spent 8 years watching all this. How long has that guy been here? Excuse me. How long has he been joining us on Zoom calls? Can't say he's been here.
I think before Zoom was even a company.
Okay. Go-to meeting. AIM chat, dot matrix, whatever you want to point out there. Okay, there we go.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.